This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Good morning. Joining me for coffee this morning is Joy Anderson with Alaska Legal Services and Cheryl Musgrove, the director of Alaska Climate Justice Program, here to talk about the upcoming free legal help for MLK Day. Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this legal help aid program happens yearly. It's for MLK Day. Can you tell us, we'll start with you, Joy, a little bit more about the program and how long it's been running here in Bethel?
Sure. This is the 17th annual MLK Day Free Legal Clinic. It's sponsored by the Alaska Bar Association and other organizations like Alaska Legal Services, ACLU of Alaska, and the Alaska Court System. It's primarily been in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau, and this is actually the fourth year that it will be in Bethel. So Bethel is the newest site. And volunteer attorneys just come out on MLK Day and answer civil legal questions for individuals.
That's awesome. And there's a little bit more to it this year, with some storm legal aid. Cheryl, are you able to tell us a bit more about that side of this program?
Absolutely. So as everyone out there is aware, Typhoon Halong devastated many communities in Western Alaska. And we put together a legal disaster clinic in order to help people impacted by the storm, whether it's damage to their home or damage to their personal or subsistence property, damage to their subsistence camp. We put this together to help them with their applications, with their appeals, and to ensure that they've applied, for example, to get full relief, they need to apply to both the state and FEMA. If they only apply to the state, they won't get full relief. And so we're going to help people make sure they've done what they need to do to get the assistance that they're entitled to.
That's amazing and so important. I feel like the effects of the storm will be felt for years, and to have the opportunity to go and talk to someone. Before we jump into more questions, can we just get the time and location for where people can go and talk to these lawyers on Monday?
Sure. So it will be this Monday, January 19th at the Covenant Church from 2 to 5 p.m.
How long, Joy, have you been participating in this program? I feel like every year KYUK gets an email to make an announcement about free legal help, and it always comes from you. And so I feel like you spearhead this movement a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I'm just making that up.
Well, in 2023, one of the Anchorage attorneys who's been helping with organizing the Anchorage event for a long time, Zach Manzella, he advocated to start the event out in Bethel in 2023. And so I was able to be a part of it that year and the year since.
Amazing. What drew you to this event? Why do you keep coming back to help?
Well, one of my favorite quotes from Dr. King is, life's most persistent question is, what are you doing for others? And so on a day that's commemorating his life's work, I think it's just really great to, instead of just sleep in if you have the day off work, to get out and do something to help other people. And Bethel is what we consider a legal desert, and the rest of the YK Delta as well, meaning there's a very small number of private attorneys that are able to help people with non-criminal legal issues. And most people have to get somebody from Anchorage or on the road system if they're able to afford that help at all. So it's really great to be able to have volunteer attorneys here in person that can give people a little bit of advice, enough to get them started on addressing their legal issues.
And Cheryl, how long have you been involved in this program and doing work with climate justice?
This is my first time participating in one of the MLK Day clinics. We did put a disaster clinic on here in Anchorage last month. Yeah, I guess it was last month in December. This is my first time with the MLK Day clinic. And the reason I got involved is because, you know, our program works with Western Alaska tribal communities on climate justice, and they, you know, two of the communities we work closest with are Kipnuk and Kwikalingok, and as everyone knows, they were totally devastated, and so that combined with, you know, impacts to other communities we work with, and the fact that from Typhoon Halong, which was in 2022, our analysis determined that only 10% of people in the disaster area actually received assistance from FEMA, and that was just wrong. So we're determined this time to try to make sure, hopefully everybody, but at least as many people as possible get relief. And then finally, I've been working here in the climate justice program for just about 3 years. Before that, I was pursuing my PhD on climate change in general, climate change policy and stuff like that. So I've been in the climate change world for a while, but climate justice specifically the last 3 years.
Great. This program, this clinic or opportunity for people is on Monday. If people aren't able to make it to this or have something going on, are there opportunities for them to reach out to either Alaska Legal Services or the Alaska Climate Justice Program to get help or support in finding legal aid or in finding aid in the wake of Halong?
Sure, I can speak to that for Alaska Legal Services. We do have an office here in Bethel in the BNC complex. You can call or you can go online. Our website is alsc-law.org to apply online. There's also an opportunity for people who are not located in Bethel who might want to get an answer to a question quickly. There's a website called alaska.freelegalanswers.org. It's a program run by the Alaska Bar Association where volunteer attorneys answer questions that you submit online. So that's another way. And extra volunteers will be around specifically for Monday to get questions answered more quickly. So that's another resource that people can use.
And then, Cheryl, are there opportunities outside of maybe the clinics that are offered in Anchorage or offered in Bethel? Are there other opportunities for people to work with you and the Climate Justice Program to get that FEMA relief that they might need?
Well, we have pretty limited capacity because we're working with the tribal communities themselves, like the tribes on recovery. And so we don't have a lot of capacity. We only have two attorneys in the climate justice program. People are, you know, they're free to reach out to me if they would like, or to the other attorney here, Susan Gadamus. And if we don't have the capacity, we can then try to refer them on. It might be best for them to first reach out to Alaska Legal Services or the Free Legal Answers. But if they, you know, as a last stop, I guess they could call us and then we could either try to help them or try to find another attorney who could.
Thank you. What are options? And I'll turn to you, Joy, and you kind of mentioned it. There's a website you can go to. This is a Bethel clinic. What are options for people who are living outside of Bethel if they're you know, they evacuated Quigg or they evacuated Kipnuk, or they're just looking for legal aid, but they live in the rest of the region. Are there programs outside of the website that they can visit or call, or are there legal opportunities that travel throughout the region as well?
Sure. So for anyone from the region who's now outside of it, maybe in Anchorage or Fairbanks, there are also free legal clinics in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau on Monday. The times and locations are different, but if you go on Facebook and put in MLK Day Free Legal Clinic, the flyers should pop up. For people in region but that won't be in Bethel, the primary way to get help from us is through contacting Alaska Legal Services. We'll work with people over the phone, over email, or to use the website alaska.freelegalanswers.org.
Thank you. Is there anything else that you guys want to add about this program or about the work that you're doing through Alaska Legal Services or the Alaska Climate Justice Program? We can start with you, Joy.
Sure. Cheryl's mentioned a bit about the disaster legal help we'll be providing, but some of the other things that people might have questions about where we can answer, if you have questions or thinking about child custody issues, child support, divorce, employment issues, questions about wills. Those are common topics that we get and that we can help people with.
Cheryl, is there anything else that you want to add about what people can ask about or just about that the work that you are doing?
Sure, yes. So I just want to really make clear to anyone impacted by the disaster, I'll be focusing on only the disaster and helping people with that. And I want to make sure that people understand that they should apply for assistance if they had damage. A lot of times I think that the culture in the communities out there is they don't want to take away from someone else because they think that, you know, well, other people were impacted more, and so we don't want to take that help away from them. But it's not competitive. Everyone is entitled to get assistance that was had damages. And so please apply. And if people have been denied relief, either in full or in part, or they don't think that they got as much as they are entitled to, let's say they have personal property damages that and they only got a partial recovery, please appeal. Don't give up. Please appeal. And also remember, you can apply through the state for your subsistence cabin itself. That's not covered by FEMA, but if it was damaged, or even if you don't know if it was damaged, but it might have been damaged by Halong, they should apply for that because the deadline for applications is coming up in February, and we want everyone to get the relief they're entitled to.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel like it's important, and I recently had a conversation with someone about this, but like, don't compare yourself to others. What you're going through is as hard as it is, and just because someone else might have it worse doesn't mean that you also don't deserve to, you know, get the aid that you need. So yeah, just, you know, take that step if you feel like you need it. Thank you so much for joining us. This program is really important, and I'm so glad that it's out in Bethel and that people have the opportunity to come and get, whether it's, you know, child support aid or whether it's, you know, getting aid and FEMA support for those affected by Halong. Before we sign off, I'm going to just ask you to give the information one more time, Joy, so that people know where to go and to get the service.
Sure. The free legal help event is this Monday, January 19th in Bethel at the Covenant Church from 2 to 5 p.m. We'll have attorneys there to answer civil, non-criminal questions, legal questions that people have. And also, I forgot to mention, FEMA representatives and the Small Business Administration, SBA, will also have representatives there that will be able to answer questions for people.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Joy and Cheryl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Joy Anderson with Alaska Legal Services and Cheryl Musgrove, Director of Alaska Climate Justice Program, talking about the upcoming MLK legal workshop.
This is Coffee at KYUK.